strangled, battered and stabbed to death. Brutal murderer of deaf McDonald's worker faces life. A brutal murderer who strangled, battered and stabbed a deaf McDonald's worker before stealing his iPad is facing a life sentence this week. Police broke into 30-year-old Andrei Ivanov's flat just as his murderer, Soufiane Essebri, was escaping out of the first floor window. Andrzej, who was deaf and dumb, had the cord of a steam iron with which he had been strangled still wrapped around his neck when he was found by police. He had suffered multiple stab wounds to his face, neck, chest and back, and had deep bruising to his head, and the bones in his neck had been fractured. Essebri, 23, who left a trail of his own blood at the scene, claimed he acted in self-defence, but was convicted of murder at the Old Bailey after 22 hours of jury deliberation on Monday. Andreas came to the UK in 2009 looking for work and got a job at McDonald's in Woolworth Road. Andreas could not speak or hear, so he used his iPad to communicate, which Essebri stole after the brutal attack, and was later found at his home in Rathmore Road, Charlton, covered in his bloody fingerprints. Essebri told Andreas that he answered an advert to rent a room in his flat at Frederick Road, Kennington, in August 2012, but he only ended up staying for a few weeks. 4 months later, the pair arranged to meet at Andreas' flat in the afternoon of December the 9th, 2012. Neighbours phoned the police at 10:30 p.m. after they heard screams coming from the flat, and they were unable to save Andreas, who was pronounced dead at the scene. Prosecutor Simon Dennison, QC, told the court, "What caused the outbreak of the extraordinarily violent outburst that evening is not known. Andreas' iPad was obviously very important to him as a means of communication, particularly with him being profoundly deaf. Whether the defendant killed him in order to steal his iPad from him, or whether he had the presence of mind to put it in his bag with the box and charger afterwards, we don't know." Essebri denied murder, but admitted theft of the iPad and was due to be sentenced on April the 9th, just after the news went to press.